Christmas is the hardest time of the year for many when it comes to watching your weight or keeping your weight off. And if you're dieting, you may as well forget it. Put it bluntly, many people put weight on over the festive season. Studies suggest an average of about £4. So is it possible to still have a brilliant Christmas and a new year without becoming the Christmas pudding yourself? Can you indulge without the bulge? Well, join us is BCB's very own Peg Alexander.
Hi, Dan.
Hello, Peg. This sounds very exciting, very up my street. I mean, how did you come up with the idea?
Well as being a broadcaster here on BCB, one of the things I do is I help people to keep weight off. And that's come very much from my personal experience. I literally am half the woman I used to be many years ago. A few years ago, I lost nearly 8 stone and I've kept the weight off ever since. And obviously, I'm worried like everybody else about Christmas because all those chocolates and mince pies and alcohol, it's just very tempting, isn't it?
So you can obviously fight the temptation by having everything in moderation. You've created 5 golden rules.
I have. Absolutely. I think there's 5 key rules. You know, one way of doing it is everything in moderation. But, you know, I speak for myself here. I can't do everything in moderation because there's a reason why I used to be 16 stone. Basically, I've come up with 5 golden rules. Let's take the first one of those, which is Christmas dinner isn't the be all and end all. So don't worry about your Christmas dinner so much. It's all the other stuff that goes with it. You know, over the festive season, you're going to be at loads of parties, loads of events. Everywhere you go, there's mince pies and there's chocolates and there's snacks. And, of course, there's the extra alcohol. And it's all that that adds up. So you really, really need to think about that. What I think you have to do is almost do deals with yourself. You need to acknowledge that pretty much from about the 12th, 13th of December, it'll be like that. So you need to plan around that. You know, if you really, really like mince pies, make your own and take them to places where you know they're going to be. If you can't resist pretzels and crisps, do that, but leave the chocolates aside if the chocolates don't bother you. And, you know, maybe take food with you, but don't go to a party at lunchtime. Eat all the pretzels and crisps and chocolates and then go, I know, we'll go for a curry now as well. Because if you do that every day, you are going to put weight on.
So preparation is key. Prepare your food and, of course, be mindful of what you're eating because combination of food, alcohol and all those sly little nibbles can add up.
That's right. The thing is, when you know how it is, Dan. You've been at a party and you've got a bowl of something next to you and you're just putting them in your mouth without thinking. I mean, one of the other things I say at Christmas to try and deal with all those chocolates that are around is don't leave them sitting out, okay? That's what I do. If I've got chocolates, I put them in a cupboard. So I have to be quite deliberate about going and getting them, you know, and that way I know how many I've eaten because you don't often know how much you eat. And it's the same with alcohol. Have a think about, can you alternate maybe a soft drink and then a glass of wine or a beer or whatever in between, so you're just watching the calories go.
It's like that song, catch a falling star and put it in your pocket, save it for a rainy day. So catch a handful of chocolates, put it in your pocket and save it for a rainy day, i.e. eat it another time.
Well, eat it another time, but you know, it's really hard when it's all there. And actually, Christmas is Christmas and we want to enjoy ourselves. Certainly, I want a nice Christmas and I'm not going to deny myself all Christmas. But, you know, the truth of the matter is if there's a box of chocolates there, I could easily eat my way through the whole of it. So I have to watch it. The other thing that you need to make sure you do, I think, is keep a bit active because, you know, over the Christmas holidays, dead easy, isn't it, to just become a couch potato. So one of the things I've got is some tips for trying to keep active without having to do exercise. Try not to do internet shopping. If you can, actually go physically shopping because walking around town or pushing a trolley around the supermarket is as good as a workout, especially a trolley groaning with Christmas food. So do that. You know, use every opportunity to get on the Wii or on the other games with kids and make them active games rather than just sitting watching telly. There's loads you can do. You know, go for a walk with the kids, basically. And one of the other rules, you've got a plan. You know, do a meal plan for the whole of the Christmas period, you know, so that you're thinking about it. You're not just ending up having takeaways or you're not just ending up eating stuff because it's there you haven't thought about it. If you're careful with food, you can balance out all the very fatty, sugary food that you have over Christmas with other foods that keep you feeling fuller for longer, and foods that even do something in your body, which means that your body uses up more energy when you eat them than actually is contained in the food. So you can balance those out. And the fifth rule that I've got, which is don't panic. You know, you always have January to sort it out.
And on that, we'll be doing something very exciting with food and diet in January, and more will be revealed very, very shortly.
We will, yeah.
So there you list. Thank you very much, Peg.
If anybody wants to know more, they can go to my website where I've got the 5 golden rules and all the details. And there they can get details of what kind of foods help you feel fuller for longer, how to counteract some of the sugar rushes. And there's even a meal planner you can download and use, and that's at keepingweightoff.co.uk.